With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israeli forces raided a refugee camp in occupied West Bank, killing several Palestinians, as Israel also is expanding its ground offensive inside Gaza.
The Palestinian Red Crescent has said an Israeli drone strike hit a group of Palestinians in the Nur Shams refugee camp next to the town of Tul Karm in the occupied West Bank. Meanwhile, the Israeli military has expanded its ground offensive in the Gaza Strip to the densely populated urban refugee camps in the central part of the territory. Residents have reported shelling and airstrikes in the Bureij refugee camp in central Gaza and in Khan Yunis and Rafah, in the south, where tens of thousands have sought refuge in recent weeks. Much of northern Gaza was pounded to rubble weeks ago. I'm Karen Chamas.
Mayors of Chicago, New York, and Denver on a video call renewed their pleas for more federal help in coordination with Texas over the growing number of illegal aliens arriving in their cities by bus and plane. Texas and other states have borne the brunt of the Biden administration's border policies. Also at SRNnews.com, with the first Republican caucuses and primaries just days away, a new poll out now finds party members are not sure that votes in the presidential nominating contest are going to be counted accurately.
Only about one-third of Republicans say they're confident that tallies in the presidential primary will be accurate. That's according to a new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll. The skepticism comes after years of former President Donald Trump blaming prior losses on voter fraud, including in the 2020 election. It also comes as Americans express pessimism about both political parties. About half of adults are pessimistic about the future of the GOP, and just under half are down on the Democratic Party.
SRN News. Christians in Bhutan finding life there getting a lot tougher.
The small nation bordering China is over 90% Buddhist, and anyone who converts to faith in Christ will be bullied by family and friends. They are also at risk of being fired from their jobs if their employers find out. Open Doors reports that in Bhutan, quote, no churches have official state recognition, meaning that any Christians holding a service together are technically worshiping illegally. Believers are also barred from registering property such as houses or land. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ignoring political dissent and staunch opposition from the country's influential Orthodox Church, Greece's center-right government says it will fulfill a commitment to legalize same-sex marriage. A government spokesman says the legislation will be brought to the parliament during the House's current term, which runs through 2027. The church's governing synod has issued a strongly worded rebuke. This is SRN News. There could be a record number of I do's in Las Vegas on New Year's Eve.
That's thanks to the date's repeating pattern of 123, 123. December 31st, 2023 is known as a specialty date in the massive Las Vegas wedding industry. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reports that the number of weddings to beat on New Year's Eve is 4,492. That record was set on July 7th, 2007. One chapel in downtown Las Vegas says it's fully booked at midnight on the holiday and is expecting to wed more than 120 couples that day. John Scott reporting.
Amazon Prime, following other streamers, adding ads on movies and TV shows starting next month. Prime members will have to pay an additional $2.99 if they don't want ads. Netflix and Disney already have a dual model to earn revenue from ads or no ads with a higher opt-out fee. More news at SRNnews.com.